Now the Ramah says that if the pot and the food inside the pot are still hot, that's mutter even for a yid, where the Sefer explains, it's mutter for a yid to put the pot next to the Tanur B'Zecharif, next to the fireplace, on Shabbos. Even on Shabbos, he's doing smicha, putting it next to the fireplace, not putting it in, and not even putting it on top, but only smicha, only next to it. And the reason why this is mutter is because our Tanurim, the Ramah explains, at the end of the Kiro, and by Kiro, we said that if Tzkuvah Ketuvah has a blef, you're allowed to do chazor on it. And he says that smicha, by a kira that's not Gruvah Ketuvah, that does not have a blef, has the same halachas as chazora when it is a Gruvah Ketuvah. And just like when Gruvah Ketuvah has a blef, you're allowed to do chazor on top of it, so too, if you do smicha l'chatila next to it, even if it's not have a blef, since not putting the pot in the oven, in the fireplace, nor on top of it, just next to it, it's more kal, and you're allowed to do it. Now, that's only because you're putting it next to it. On the inside of it is usr, even if the fireplace is not on, if the fireplace is going to be turned on afterwards, because the chashash, once the fireplace is going to be turned on, shem yachatim chol, he might stoke the coals in order to get it to cook better. The Mishnah Berurah says that people are in the hechter, the olam is in the hechter, to put the hot kederis on top, maybe even into the fireplace, used to put it as long as the fireplace is not lit yet, and then afterwards the guy would light the fireplace, which happened to happen afterwards, so to speak. You know, Mishnah Berurah does not like it. He says they have what to be semachon. Is what in our friend be samachon, but he doesn't like that kilo. He says what could the minigal be samachon. However, once the fireplace is lit, then for sure you cannot put the kedera inside of it or on top of it. That would be iser of the sin of kilo, unless you have a daf or an eighth under the kedera lehakera, like we spoke about earlier in Sivgimel's Kon Pei Alf. Now the Ramah ends up with an interesting statement. He says, as we already said before, the minigal timegal b'chazor on Shabbos imitz nich legabe karka, which is probably referencing back that which the Ramah told us that he were samachon the ran. That the Isra of Chazor is only from Erev Shabbos to Shabbos. But within Shabbos itself, the people used to be nag back in those days, had do Chazor on Shabbos, even as a nichla gabe karka, even put it down the ground. And the Ramah says, who then do smicha to tanach not gufo ktuma, as long as the pot is still hot and the bushko tzarachlai, the chenemeg pashat lahatim, and the kabansim mishir sense. So it's not so clear why is everything back to Chazor on Shabbos, even nichla gabe karka, why is that important over here, what is after smicha? The Bialacha brings to the frame struggle to figure out how this comes in over here, base mayor. And others don't have a clear shot. What's referencing over here, on myself, Mr. Brewer himself, he understands, like some achrenim, that we're just going back stam, finish up the sermon over here, and saying, Bechazar, the minig is timelikol, even if it's got a karko. Another thing, the minig timelikol, is my smichla, even my tash, not gar for kotim, as long as there is cham and bush konsarchle. There's no real relevance of an ich gabi karko by smicha itself. That's just going back to reminding us how we came out by Chazara, so to speak. Simmeration on doubt. Machaber starts off some Rishon Dalad, even though we said basar chai, raw meat, yaladu, shehiyah, before Shabbos, because there's no way it's going to be ready to eat Friday night, but a normal time people eat, there's no chashash, and mechat mechalim stoke the coals. By the time it comes Shabbos morning, then for sure it will be ready to eat. So kum tochay, there's no chashash, shem yachat, and therefore there's no need for it to be gar v'kotum, there's no need to have a blech. By putting the raw meat into the pot for Shabbos, it causes mesiach das, and if there's no asar shehiyah. Masabra, it's only by Kedir by a pop. By three, when you're roasting the Eitel Eish by the fire, mom's roasting on the fire, so there's no such hatter. Because there, it roasts much faster, and if it is a Shem, Shem Yechatim, it might stoke the coals, nor to have ready to eat Friday night. The only time Mishnah Berurah says in Mutter is you put it on early enough Friday afternoon that has a chance to be cooked, or to, I should say rather to be roasted before Shabbos. According to the first sheet of Reishon and Gimel, to be roasted at the point of Stamach Beraloi, according to the second sheet over there, as long as enough Michael and Yisrael, whoever the shear is to get out of the Issa Shia, it has to be that much ready before Shabbos. But otherwise, by Tzli, the Hedder Kirchais of Basachai, that Hedder does not apply by Tzli, which the Berurah says, we're only Machmer this by Tzli, which is Mamash on the fire, it's the Eish, but it's the Kad, but it's roasted in the pot. That's a regular cooking that does have the Hedder of Kirchais. Also, if you Mamash bring out Gabi Eish, that might also be different. We'll see the Shemesh of Beis, which is talking right now about Tzli on the fire, but it's the Eish. There's not a pot, not directly on the fire, Tzli, like on a grill, so to speak. Eitz Aleish, not direct the Gabalish, but not in the Kedir either. Shtubur brings from the referendum also that the types of beans and vegetables, other soft things that cook very fast, even in Kedir, they don't have the Hefter of Kedir Chayso, because the same problem with Tzli, since it cooks fast, is a Chashash Shem Yechatim in order to have it accessible and available to eat it on Friday night.